Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Tech News Today is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Tech News Today for Wednesday, August 24th, 2011. Tech News Today is brought to you by Gazelle, the easy way to sell or recycle the used gadgets lying around your home or office. For 5% bonus payment for your used gadgets, go to gazelle.com and use the bonus code TWIT. Welcome to Tech News Today. I'm Tom Merritt.
I'm Sarah Lane.
I'm Maya Zakhtar.
I'm Jason Howell.
And joining us to look at the tech news of the day, Ms. Callie Lewis from GeekBeat.tv. Welcome, Callie.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be back in your new studio.
Yes, you're virtually in our new studio. How do you like it?
Looks great. You guys have done a fantastic job.
Well, thank you. I can't wait for you to get a chance to come up and visit.
It's fun to still have everyone saying, hey, this is my first show in the new studio, because now we've gotten settled in, and so it's like,
you're bored with it. You're ready for a new
another
studio.
Another ho-hum day.
We need an upgrade. We need to get the new studio.
we just got the official chair for guests. We haven't put it together yet, so.
It came in pieces.
Yeah.
Well, good thing I'm not there then.
Also, something that just happened right before the show, it turns out that Hulu is now blocking the HP touchpad. So HP touchpad has finally made it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the mark of a good tablet, because every tablet can't play Hulu without Hulu Plus.
Yeah.
No Hinge, no Hulu.
So Hulu's like, oh, hundreds of thousands of touchpads were sold this weekend. A lot of people might be using it to try to use our product. We better block that. And there you go.
Amazing.
Let's move on to the top story of the day. A Dutch court has ruled that Samsung's Galaxy S, the Galaxy Ace, and the Galaxy S2 smartphones infringe one of Apple's patents and should be removed from importation or sale by October 13th. The Dutch ruling is critical for two reasons. One, it's being reported Samsung's European supply channels all go through the Netherlands. So that could halt sales across the EU. And second, the Dutch court actually granted a ruling on the merits and found just a single infringement covering the behavior of Apple's iOS Photos app. Now, this is different than the Galaxy Tab issue. So this is only affecting Android 2.3 devices. That's why it's the phones. Samsung says, great, we've got a fix in the works. We'll implement that fix to work around the photo app and keep selling our Samsung Galaxy phones just like we always
have. And they have till October 13th to do so.
Yeah, they got plenty of time.
They really do. I mean, unless for some reason they just really don't understand how they infringed and can't figure out how to get around the patent. It seems like more of a win for Samsung than it does for Apple.
Worst case scenario, they just
does.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, yeah, it really does seem like a win for Samsung. I mean, Apple's probably like, darn it! You know, we're spending all this money to try and take care of their patents and trademarks, and it's kind of slipping through their hands, which is unfortunate for them, but...
They're trying to get Samsung to the bargaining table, right? And Samsung's like, no way.
Yeah.
Not working. We're not going to pay for this.
Yeah, worst case scenario, Samsung just boot their Photos app for a while until they have a real fix beyond October 13th. And their statement is a great spin. Today's ruling is an affirmation that the Galaxy range of products is innovative and distinctive. Well, yeah, I mean, if they only one patent out of 10, that's really weak. So the other thing that was floating around is
apparently... One thing I wasn't clear about is if... It said that, you know, it was with 2.3. Is it something Samsung's phones are doing with 2.3, or is it 2.3 in general?
You know what? I'm not clear on that either, but it's quite possible it's just behavior in Android. It wouldn't have to be something that Samsung's doing with TouchWiz for this to be Samsung's responsibility. It's because that's one of the reasons that everybody's excited about Google having Motorola come into the fold, is that Google would be able to help indemnify people against Android suits. Because if you run Android on your device, it's your device that's going to be taken to court, not Google, the makers of Android. Yeah. Google, on the other hand, is going to have to pay $500 million to the Department of Justice. Actually, they're going to have to forfeit $500 million to the Department of Justice in the United States. This was money generated from Canadian pharmacies using Google's AdWords program to target U.S. customers. Now, it is illegal for pharmacies to ship controlled and non-controlled prescription drugs into the United States from Canada, but it's not against Canadian law for Canadian pharmacies to buy drugs overseas that may or may not even be legal in Canada and sell them overseas somewhere else. So through that loophole, Canadian pharmacies were shipping drugs to the U.S. that were not subject to any Canadian regulations, but did violate the FDA's regulations.
Well, and if you, it's interesting that because of the Canadian loophole, whatever you want to call it, that Canadian pharmacies, which some in the U.S. might say, well, at least they're a little bit more reputable than, I don't know, a pharmacy in some podunk country where there's been a lot of, stories about people getting really sick. Those drugs could still go through the Canadian pharmacies.
You would think of Canada as having a good,
healthy regulatory agency, that sort of thing. But Canadian pharmacies were perhaps selling from all over the place and not having to be regulated in Canada at all.
Google even provided customer support to Canadian pharmacies, advising them how to effectively place their AdWords, even though they admitted several years ago that they knew that it would be against the law for them to allow pharmacies to advertise selling drugs that are not legal to sell in the United States. So the FTC got involved, Department of Justice got involved, and Google has now agreed to forfeit all of the money they made from these pharmacies to the Department of Justice, and that'll help us balance the budget.
Well, that and the DOJ did say that Google is going to help reform. They're going to reform their actual practices. So this isn't like, oh, they're just going to keep going the way it is.
Sure.
At least that's what the DOJ is saying. So if Google wants to try it, they could go against this press release.
Yeah, Google's got to not only pay the money, they got to change their ways. GameStop might want to change their ways if they want some better PR. Apparently, when you buy Deus Ex Human Revolution in the box, you're supposed to get a code to be able to play the game free on OnLive. It's one of the promotions that is trying to get people to use OnLive. They're like, hey, go buy Deus Ex Human Revolution, and you'll get a free ability to play this. PS3 did this with Portal 2. When you bought Portal 2 on the Sony PS3, then you got a free code to play the game on Steam. So it was essentially buy one, get one free. GameStop has instructed their employees to open all copies of Deus Ex Human Revolution and remove the coupon for the code.
I can't believe they're doing that. That's ridiculous. I mean, you know, if you are expecting to walk in and get a buy one, get one free, essentially, and you go home and it's not there, how can they do that? They can't.
Well, and they're freely admitting that they're doing this, too.
Yeah, GameStop spokesperson Beth Sharam told both Wired.com and Ars Technica that, yes, they are doing this practice. And, quote, Square Enix packed the competitor's coupon with our Deus Ex Human Revolution product without our prior knowledge, and we did pull these coupons. Is that legal, Ayaz?
Well, I mean, it depends on their contract right now. I mean, the phrase that's being thrown around is tortious interference, and it depends on the way GameStop's talking. They're acting.
Torturous interference?
Tortious.
Sounds painful.
It's not torturous. It just means it's a civil action. It's a tort. And this just means that if they have a contract saying that when GameStop buys these games, if there's a competitor's coupon in there, if their deal says that that doesn't work for them, they can do this. Now, the question is whether what their contract says. It always depends on what the terms of the contract are.
So it could be legal if the contract says you can't put coupons for competitive services, and GameStop's saying this is a competitive service.
Because GameStop's
we're doing online gaming. Mm-hmm. That's part of our future-proofing.
Although you would think that if that was true, the spokesperson would have said, listen, we've got a deal. They said that they wouldn't do something like this, and they did, so we're opening up these boxes and taking this coupon out. Because otherwise, it's like someone already had to go to GameStop to buy this game. What is really their issue with the fact that then they have a coupon for the game from another source? It's not as if they blocked somebody from going to GameStop. GameStop still gets their sale.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you guys think, but my recommendation would be if you're going to buy Deus Ex Human Revolution, don't go buy it at GameStop.
Or
because
make sure that they haven't
the free copy.
Taken the
unless
coupon
you just
out.
Don't care at all about the coupon, yeah. In which case it doesn't matter. But if you're like, hey, I'd like to have that free OnLive thing, because OnLive, if you don't know, allows you to play games on any computer using a browser. So mm-hmm. you're playing, you're streaming the game essentially to yourself. And it's a service you have to pay for, but you get free access to Deus Ex Human Revolution. So you'd not only be able to play the copy you bought, but you'd be able to just sit down on some clunky old ThinkPad or, you know, old laptop and theoretically be able to play this game on OnLive for free.
Or I guess give it to somebody else and then they wouldn't go into GameStop type of thing. What I want to know is if you go into GameStop now and say, listen, I've heard that you've been removing these coupons. I will not buy this unless you give me my coupon. Then what happens? I haven't heard any firsthand accounts of whether there were fights happening and them saying, get out of my store. Or, okay, here you can have
I know you have the coupons somewhere.
Give me the coupon. Show me the paper. I bet that's going to be on Twitter all over by tomorrow.
I'd like to hear what happens when you actually try to get that coupon.
I would love for somebody to try that.
Yeah, go in and ask for the coupon. Say, I'm only going to buy this. Why is this open? Or I guess if the thing's still sealed, you've got a good chance that they haven't got to it yet. Apparently, some people are saying, hey, I bought it at GameStop. The coupon was still in there because the employees haven't gotten around to pulling them out, is my guess. But yeah.
I just don't want to buy anything that's been opened. I don't care if it's just to pull a coupon out. I mean, I go in to buy to pay good money to buy something new. And I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable when the seal is broken.
Yeah, and GameStop.
Anybody else?
GameStop has had this controversy before where they are accused of allowing their employees to take new copies of games home and play them and then repackage them and sell them as new. And they, you know, they may be totally fine because they took good care of them, or they may have been sitting on one of the employees' floors and all scratched up. You don't know.
There's also, I mean, at Best Buy, sometimes there's like a repacking fee when you return something that's like a higher ticket item. I think sometimes we're buying opened products and just we have no idea.
Yeah, well,
that's supposedly what you're paying for. Is that
refurbished means
nice.
that a product was sold and returned, and you're not allowed to sell that as new again.
Yeah.
So employees taking it home is kind of a gray area. This practice of opening the box and pulling out a piece of paper does not apply to that rule. It still can be sold as new. It's just kind of unethical. In my opinion, anyway. Let's take a quick break. We've got some new Nokia Symbian phones. Twitter's founders have a new project that's very odd. And Time Warner Cable's thumbing their nose at Viacom. But I want to thank our sponsor, Gazelle. You know, even if you just want a $99 touchpad, it's kind of meaning you want to get rid of some old gadgets. You got some stuff lying around that you want to get rid of. Gazelle is an excellent way to get rid of gadgets. Last time we talked about Gazelle, I talked about getting rid of my Motorola Razr. I didn't get any money for it, but I was able to get it recycled responsibly. That's one of the things Gazelle does. Also, I've got a Slingbox Sling Catcher. It was the product that they sold for a while that allowed you to take what was on your laptop and put it on the TV. Kind of worked in reverse. I can get a little bit of money for that on Gazelle. You were talking about you got some old laptops.
Yeah, I actually have old MacBook Pros that I don't use. I mean, I hope they boot up normally if I wanted them to. But really, I just need to get the data off of them.
Well, you know, Gazelle does that. They actually guarantee that they will wipe the data securely from it for you.
Really? So, so all I have to do is back up and then send it to Gazelle, and I don't have to worry about wiping everything. See, that's awesome.
They'll print it.
Nobody wants to do that. It's just one of those weekend projects that you never are in the mood for.
Exactly. And then you'll get cash, in case you don't know. You can get cash. You can get checks. You can get PayPal. You can get Amazon and Walmart gift cards. In fact, you get a 5% bonus with an Amazon gift card, or you can ask Gazelle to donate the money. If it's not that much and you don't really care about it, you just want the gadget to go somewhere useful, you can have the money donated to a charity of your choice. Check it out, gazelle.com, and when you do, use the bonus code TWIT, and you'll actually get 5% bonus on top of what they normally offer you. And we thank them for their support of Tech News Today. gazelle.com, as they say, don't just sell it, gazelle it. And then you get money and space, and you can buy more gadgets. On to Twitter founder Biz Stone announcing that the Obvious Corporation, that's what Biz left to head up. He left Twitter, and I believe Ev Williams is involved in this as well.
That's correct.
On Tuesday, they revealed the first product?
Thing.
I mean, how is this working?
It's somewhere between an acquisition and an internal product. So there's two developers have been working on a product called Lyft, and they've got experience with Songbird and then an app called Path, which is still kind of getting off the ground, but they know what they're doing. And the whole idea with Obvious is that they're almost somewhere between a venture capital firm and actually an internal developer, because they've pretty much taken these people on, but not really as employees. They just now have a stake in this product that they're going to have an active hand in developing, more so than just, here's $1 million.
Right.
Let's hope we get a good exit out of this.
So on the one hand, you got venture capitalists that usually just hand over the money
right.
and then maybe give you some bossy advice,
yeah,
but they don't really
sit
take
on the board,
an active
but
hand.
But yeah, you're
and
the
then
one
the other side, you got something like Milk that Kevin Rose does, where they've got developers working on things that are employees
right.
of that.
You
so
can
this
think
is,
of Milk as an incubator, but everything's internal. Yeah, it's like they're taking on almost half-time employees. Like, you're part of the company, but you're a separate entity, but we benefit when you benefit.
Lyft is the brainchild of Tony Stubblebine. My apologies, Tony. Of Crowdvine and Odeo fame. And John Crosby, you mentioned him, worked on Songbird and Path.
Right.
And it is the only details we have about it is that it is for unlocking human potential through positive reinforcement.
Unlocking human
now,
potential.
I've seen a few of these sites, projects, apps that try to encourage people, with positive reinforcement. One, I saw, CES, that was all about doing good things. I forget the name of it. But when you do a good thing, you log it, and it gives you some kind of reward. And I just wonder how well that's going to work. It's kind of cool at first, but does that effect actually last? And is this what I'm kind of thinking, like, that it's going to give you some kind of reward for doing good or being a better you or something to that effect? And how long, in most people's experiences, people don't change. So is it like a 3-month kind of fun thing to do and then it goes away or what?
I feel like on the surface, we all say, yeah, I'd love to be rewarded for being a better person. But we're also used to getting things for free. Like, well, I use Foursquare and certain places because then I might get 20% off my meal there.
And that,
so
who
that's,
knows? Maybe
is
that's
that me
the way
being
this
a good
works.
Person? Sure. Okay.
Maybe it's, helping an old lady across the street and get 10% off at the burger joint. I mean, I have no idea.
Genius.
I think you're going a little bit too small on this. They're unlocking human potential here. Potential. So let's say they tap into the part of the brain that we've never used via an app. I'll turn into X-Men.
You know that's a myth, right? That we only use 10% of our brain.
Okay. I said the rest of it. I didn't say 10%.
Okay.
See, I know the myth.
Good.
I'm just saying but it doesn't. What's the product? The product is an app that does something.
They have not brought it out. So they're trying to build up hype for it is what they're doing today. You can go to Lyft.do. You can sign up to be added into the alpha. BizStone says, we love the software for what it does and because we've tried it and it works. Our plan is to build something extraordinary together. That's all we've got. So it's anybody's guess.
We can look for signs in the graphic. It's an elevator, so maybe it's all UK style. Lifts.
This could be Google Plus, where we speculated and wondered what it was for a long time, and then it came out and people seemed to like it. Or it could be the Segway, where it was supposed to re-architect whole cities, and then it came out and it became something for postal people.
You're knocking the Segway?
Well, I'm just saying the Segway didn't live up to the hype expectations.
Not
that
for
it
the
had.
Masses, anyway. Some of us liked it very much.
Yes. Right. I'm not saying it was bad. I'm saying
I loved it.
They have not yet re-architected whole cities around the Segway.
I think the story here is that we're actually talking about the story because it's the Twitter guys.
Yep.
It's like their word is important. If they're like, we think this is going to be the next killer app, then people are more apt to listen to them.
Or it's part of the human potential movement, which
or
has
that.
Been going on since the 60s, and you're going to throw on some tie dye. Yeah.
Woo.
Could be both.
No tie dye, everybody. Please, no tie dye. Come on, guys.
Maybe that's why we don't understand it, because we're not in the right frame of mind, if you know what I mean.
Never mind.
Yeah. We should probably move on.
I was going to do a 70s reference.
new Symbian smartphones are here. The new Symbian smartphones are here. These are the latest version of Symbian. Symbian, by the way, is not dead. Nokia just says it's not going to use it anymore after this year. Theoretically, somebody else could keep developing it, though. And Symbian Bell is the latest version. It's going to be coming out on the Nokia 701, 700, and 600 series. These are pretty decent-looking phones. It's a decent-looking operating system. Anybody who has the last 6 Nokia Symbian phones will be able to upgrade from Anna to Bell. Nokia is showing off using near-field communication, not just for payments, but for device pairing, which I think is actually a better use for NFC, so wireless headsets and stuff like that. The three models, the 701 will be €290. It's got a bright, the world's brightest, they say, IPS display, 8-megapixel camera, HD video, pretty packed with functionality. That's the one with the NFC. The 700 also has NFC. It's not as packed with functions, which is why they're promoting it as being so compact. It's only 9.7 millimeters thick. And then the 600 is the cheap one, 180 euros. And all they can say about it is that it's really loud.
It's got the most powerful speaker in the phone, which is like, okay, it's the cheap one.
Yeah, so you can annoy people at the park.
Okay, well, don't put down phones because they have a good speaker. Many times I wish my iPhone had a better speaker. Many, many times.
I totally agree with you, but if that is the selling point of the phone, I wonder about the other features. That's my only point.
Well, considering it's Nokia, you got probably, if you wanted in the United States, you probably have to pay the full unlocked price because they haven't been subsidized forever. If you take a look at the phones, they kind of look like, at least the skin looks a bit like the HTC Sense UI. So if you wanted that, you could just get an HTC phone. And this operating system is going to be dead pretty soon with support up to, what, 2016? So, I mean, this is...
Well, support from Nokia up to 2016.
But,
yeah.
Okay, but
that
obviously
doesn't
Nokia...
sound like pretty soon to me.
You're
That's
not going to be using this phone
years.
Longer than 2016.
But,
right.
But why would you want a dead end, effectively? If you're going to spend...
Because you replace your phone every 1 to 2 years anyway. So
spending $500 for an unlocked Nokia phone.
You know why? I'll tell you why. If you're a Microsoft user, this is going to include Link, SharePoint, OneNote, Exchange Active Sync, and PowerPoint Broadcaster.
If I'm a Microsoft user, I might want to use Windows Phone 7.
That's not out yet, though. You need the phone now? This has got some good integration.
There is a Windows Phone 7 phone out.
Well, right, this is better than that one. Than the Nodo phones?
Well, yeah. There's that new Mango phone that just dropped.
Right, that one was only available in Japan, though. We'll get to that one later. But I guess that's the question.
I don't
right?
think I would ever expect anybody
do we
to
need
defend
to,
Symbian.
Do you wait for Mango phones, or do you buy this now?
Wait a month or two. Well, we don't even know when this is coming out.
Yeah,
actually,
Mango
the dates
phones
aren't
coming
related.
Out pretty soon. And these aren't coming out yet.
I think they said in the next months.
Coming months,
like,
yeah.
Plural.
So coming
months
means that Windows.
The Mango phones might come first.
It could be 11
You're
months.
Maybe right.
That's what I'm saying. We're looking at what 2 or 3 weeks for Mango.
All right, let's finish up with Time Warner Cable thumbing their nose at Viacom. So the backstory here: Viacom objected to Time Warner Cable's iPad app, which allowed you only in your own home, while using a Time Warner internet connection, to stream the cable TV channels on an iPad app. Viacom said, oh no, you don't get to do that without paying us extra money. Time Warner said, no, we have the right to stream the video to any screen in the household. We don't have to pay you extra money when we hook up a second television unit. Mm-hmm. We don't have to pay you extra money on an iPad app. Viacom took them to court, so they removed all the Viacom channels. Now, Time Warner is offering full rebates on Sling boxes to anyone who subscribes to their so-called wideband internet.
Which is their top tier.
It's their top tier, $99 a month. They will give you a $300 refund when you buy a Slingbox HD. So essentially saying, okay, Viacom, now we're just going to give people the ability to stream all the channels anywhere in the world they want.
You could just leave the house and keep on walking.
Yeah.
Get all over.
But according to Time Warner Cable, this is purely about promoting their wideband service, nothing else.
Oh, of course not. Yeah, just that wideband's so great that they're going to throw in a Slingbox for free.
It is true. They're not giving Slingbox to every Time Warner customer. They're trying to get people, you know, to get the new, more expensive one. But it does sort of say, like, well, you know what? If you're going to leave us no choice, then this is our legal option. And it makes the point very clear. How different is it to have a Slingbox versus an iPad? In one situation, Viacom might be able to work out an agreement. In the other, they get nothing.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how form can determine what happens here. I mean,
Well, you can also run the Slingbox app on the iPad. Mm-hmm. So there's that, too.
This is just silly for Viacom. I mean, they should just work out rights for this instead of losing money they could get from Time Warner.
Well, it's like, at this point, what can Viacom even say? I mean, what deal would Time Warner even be willing to make? Because they figured out a way around Viacom completely.
They might not want to subsidize $300 per person. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
That's a lot of work and a lot of extra admin, you know, crap, probably.
Yeah, so this, you know, I mean, it is a way to get people to sign up for a really expensive DOCSIS 3.0 connection, 50 megabits per second, you know, for $99. It's okay. It's not crazy expensive, but it's certainly not cheap by any stretch. So this is an incentive. And it also says, look, we don't have to deal with you. And you don't. Maybe more people should, more companies ought to consider this kind of package, this kind of incentive. and just get around the whole thing.
It would incentivize me to get to buy that top tier package.
Yeah.
If I had the option to have Time Warner Cable, I might consider this.
You don't think so? You don't think anybody's going to do that?
I'm just thinking that anybody who watches this show has thought about all kinds of workarounds to figure out, get past these ridiculous rights and limitations that keep happening with their music and their video. And it's just like, it seems like when the companies get involved, the consumer loses out every time. So then we figure out how to get around it. And this is either people go, oh, yeah, I could use the Slingbox. Why didn't I think of that? I mean,
there's a lot of people that'll think that.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking.
And then there's other people who would have thought of it but couldn't afford one.
So I just think this is just two pig-headed companies right now.
All right, let's move on to the news cues. Oink. Oh, my. We got another iPhone rumor for you. We're just going to get it out of the way right at the top of the news fuse. According to a site called MacTrast, T-Mobile will get the iPhone 5, citing a contact within T-Mobile. The carrier will get the phone the same time everybody else gets it, which is rumored to be around mid-October, and it will run at 3G speeds. You can already put an unlocked iPhone on T-Mobile network using a SIM card, but it would be limited to the Edge network. So this would be an official 3G T-Mobile iPhone.
Please. What's Edge?
September. Edge, yeah. Remember Edge?
It's that really awful life we used to live.
It's better than 1G.
That's true. Better than no G's, actually. 2G. Better than no G's.
You should spell Edge with two G's.
do you guys remember WinFS?
Yes, I do.
It was kind of that mythical file system. It was supposed to ship with Longhorn, but it never did. If that's starting to ring a bell, might make its debut in Windows 8. IT World found references to a new file system in Windows 8 called Protogon, which could replace or emulate NTFS. According to Windows expert Rafael Rivera of Within Windows, the database concepts of Protogon appear to be pretty similar to WinFS.
That makes sense.
Windows 8 is expected next year, but maybe old Sanofsky will mention something about this on that whole Building Windows 8 blog soon.
Yeah,
he's going to be letting us know what's coming out. We're all going to be on the same page about everything.
There were some file attribute features revealed today, so yeah, keep your eyes.
He's been pretty forthcoming with that stuff, so I wouldn't be surprised. Samsung has done something quite uncharacteristic for a major company. It responded to a rumor. In a very short blog post, Samsung stated that the rumors that Samsung was taking over HP's personal computer business are not true. If Samsung isn't interested, this looks really bad for HP because they might have a difficult time finding a buyer for its PC biz and might have to spin it off as a separate company or maybe just try to sell it in pieces.
So it was really interesting that Samsung went to the trouble to say,
on their official
blog, are not, let's clear this up. We are not interested.
They didn't
in
deny they
HP.
Met, though. They just said they didn't deny that they met with HP.
My guess is they actually went and met with those Taiwanese companies about the supply chain. Didn't like what they saw. Came back, said, "You know what? Put a blog post. Let's just
run away.
The stock market right now.
Run away."
Sony Pictures UK has uploaded the 1972 classic The Godfather to YouTube. I know, a bunch of you already did this like 5 years ago and got in trouble, but Sony has the right to do this. It's the full movie in one. Nearly 3 hours streaming video. Even wackier than that, the movie's available to watch for free around the world. Tops out at 480p, but it's still a great way to combat piracy. Free movie. And
so
a good one, too.
How is that movie, anyway, The Godfather?
I think it's the best movie of all time.
Oh, okay. So I should maybe give it a try.
Yeah, it's
I'm
worth
actually a,
crack. A
Godfather 2 fan myself, but
Godfather
they're both very good.
Godfather 3, that's
not
the
so
best
much.
One.
Not so much.
God.
Sophia,
why? I actually met somebody the other day. I'd never seen any of The Godfathers. I was shocked. So maybe I'll point them in this direction.
Good stuff. Wonderful stuff. Thanks, YouTube. Sony has decided to reinvent the still camera. How are they going to do that? With an SLT A77. It's a camera that's very similar to a DSLR, but does not technically meet the reflex requirement. That's single lens reflex of the SLR. The A77 actually uses a translucent mirror instead of a silvered glass panel. Normally, that panel would have to move, which slows down picture taking. The A77's translucent mirror stays in place, which allows it to take 24 megapixel images at 12 frames per second. Sony's selling the camera body for $1,400 and it's compatible with DSLR lenses. Rad!
That seems nuts.
$1,400? I know. I'm excited.
Let's talk a little
I can't
bit more.
Wait to try this.
More about Windows Phone. The first Windows Phone handset running Mango is officially available in Japan. Fujitsu and KDDAU have released the IS-12T, Very catchy name. Mango was a requirement for Windows in the Japanese market as it's the first version of Windows Phone 7 with support for non-Latin character sets. Also, a footnote, the Mango SDK for app developers was only launched yesterday, and here in the U.S., AT&T and Verizon have yet to implement that last Windows Phone update that brought copy and paste.
Wait, this just in? I don't know if we have the breaking news graphic. We probably don't have it ready, but...
Dun, dun, dun!
It turns out that... Oh, awesome.
Oh, I was a little off on my pitch.
Reports of The Godfather being available for free and legitimately streaming on YouTube are incorrect.
No!
The movie has already been taken down. And not only that, but the entire Sony UK YouTube channel has also been removed.
What?
This may have been a very clever bit of social engineering on the part of someone.
Interesting.
So, wow. Anyway.
This is not how you fight piracy.
Being the opposite of how you fight piracy.
Well, you could have watched it.
The BlackBerry Playbook runs RIM's QNX OS, or QNX, and also supports Android apps via its Android player. Today, a Bloomberg report confirms that BlackBerry phones running QNX will also have Android support. This ought to be a great way to keep RIM's phones relevant, at least partly, since they can use both the BlackBerry App World and the Android App Stores in the future.
The HTC Puccini tablet will come to AT&T and be its first LTE tablet. It's currently in testing, and according to Engadget sources, should release in the not-too-distant future. If you're curious about the specs, it's reported to have a 1.5 gigahertz dual-core processor with 1 gigabyte of RAM, honeycomb, 16 gigs of storage, an 8-megapixel rear camera, and a 10.1-inch WXGA touch panel. There are pictures on Engadget if you want to know more.
Yeah, but that tablet's not the first Android tablet to get Hulu Plus, because that's going to be the Vizio 8. While Hulu Plus has been available for Android phones, this is the first one for an Android tablet. The Vizio 8 only runs Android 2.3, but at $300 is a pretty inexpensive way to get Hulu Plus on the tablet.
Ain't no HP Touchpad, but HP Touchpad got blocked.
So. Vizio, well, they got Plus.
You won this round, Vizio.
Let's move on to the randomizer.
Randomizer.
Daniel S. Trachtenberg of Totally Rad Show fame has released a new movie on the internet called Portal No Escape that has everybody raving. It is essentially about 6 minutes and 58 seconds of what a Portal movie would look like. And it's really good. I mean,
yeah, it's really well done.
You see the woman from Portal get the gun, learn how to use it, start getting chased. We don't see an appearance by GLaDOS. And probably that helps to avoid any, you know, unnecessary negotiations for paying high quality talent. This is a fan made movie, but look at the quality. This is fantastic.
I'm just staring and watching this.
I know, me too.
It's like, I know. Yeah.
Listening to the audio podcast, go watch the video.
Go find the video. It's called Portal No Escape. Have you seen it, Callie?
Yeah, I saw a little bit earlier today, and I think it just looks fantastic. I mean, especially for, you know, fan driven.
Well done, well
Pretty
acted,
impressive.
Well shot. Great job to Dan and everybody. There's a long list of credits at the end of the people who worked on it. We know Angel Mercury in the chat room worked on it. And I saw Alex Albrecht was credited as one of the guards. Can't tell it's him, but, you know.
Well, it would be fun. Maybe we can be in the next installation.
That's what internet television can be.
Exactly.
That's pretty awesome.
That's where we're going anyway.
Let's move on to the calendar.
Samsung plans to show off 4 new smartphones. They're all sort of alphabetical. A Galaxy W, the Galaxy M Pro, the Galaxy Y, and the Galaxy Y Pro.
Not the why not.
Although that would have been funny at the IFA conference in Berlin early next month. So, you know, you can kind of learn your alphabet. And you can get a Samsung smartphone.
Also brought to you by Sesame Street.
That's right. And don't forget.
Well, I'll actually be in Berlin for Eve, so I'll try and get some footage of that.
Oh, that'd be great.
Very cool. Yeah, nice. I wish we could go. That'd be fun.
We should go.
Yeah.
Let's just go. I'm going to be at DragonCon, but you can go.
Thank you, Tom.
I'll stay here.
I'd love to go to Berlin. Callie, you and I, we're gonna paint Germany red.
All right.
And don't forget, despite the Dutch ruling, Samsung still has a fight against Apple in the rest of Europe. They head back in court in Germany tomorrow, that's August 25th, to try to end the ban on selling the Tab in Germany.
Yeah, so that's different.
So, yeah,
that's a community design thing. That's different than the one
exactly
with the Galaxy phones and all of that. Let's move on to the email. Craig Harvey wrote in and said, hello. I am a technology director for a small school district, and when I found out about HP's plans, I contacted my HP dealer, and the technician said they were told that HP would continue to supply computers to business and education customers. I was concerned because we have recently done a sizable amount of business with HP and plan to buy more. Now, Craig is probably not alone. People starting to panic because HP did probably the most horrible job of communicating what they plan to do of anyone I've ever heard. They are ending manufacture of WebOS devices. They're not ending manufacture of any HP devices. In fact, they haven't even said they're going to sell HP Personal Systems Group. They said they are pursuing strategic alternatives, and they may or may not sell all or part of it. So we think it's pretty likely they're going to spin the thing off if they don't sell it. But even then, they would still continue to make HP products.
Yeah, they kind of bundle all their announcements together, which confused a lot of people and scared others. So it's a good thing that we kind of know now that...
Now, on Windows Weekly, Paul Thurrott, Mary Jo Foley, and Leo Laporte were speculating that HP could hold on to the enterprise side of the manufacturing and only spin off the consumer electronics part of the Personal Systems Group, in which case they would still probably sell to businesses and educational institutions like that. And I don't know if what they were told Craig, I mean, we don't have enough details from him here, but I don't know if what they told him indicates any strategy there. But that would put them one up on IBM, which actually has to use Lenovo to source their enterprise solution sales when they want to give desktops and laptops. But again, the whole point of this is we really don't know what they're doing, but they're not stopping manufacturing anything but touchpads and phones.
Our next email from Brian G. Subject: Ray, Facebook finally giving users more privacy control. Reddit will not accept this entry as it indicates this has been submitted 2 years ago. If you guys don't know, we have a subreddit at technewstoday.reddit.com.
That's right.
Where you guys can submit stories for us.
Now, and Reddit will bump stuff out if it's been submitted before. So, yeah, Facebook finally giving users more privacy. We've been hearing about that for years.
So there we go. So maybe you have to change the title slightly.
That's pretty funny that it actually got bumped out that way. Technewstoday.reddit.com, though, while we're talking about it, we got a lot of great submissions from there today. We used a ton of them, including The Godfather on YouTube. Thanks to Jesus, CompFixer, 87, Kyle, Lord Necron, Mac Bites, Captain Kipper, and more for their submissions. And thanks to everybody who vote things up and down. We have over 2,000 readers in there now.
Redditors.
It's very helpful that people are actually in there. Well, we have 2,000 readers. We don't know if they all Reddit or
okay.
not. I think to be a Redditor, you have to actually participate. You could just go and lurk. Then you'd be a Red Lurker. Or something.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Don't forget, you can also buy bricks still, bricks.twit.tv, if you want to have your message up on the lobby. The lobby's bigger than we thought, so we got more spaces for bricks. You can still buy one. Get your message up there. There's some great messages up there. Like, push this brick for secret panel. Somebody has one like that.
Nice.
There's a 404 error brick.
Yeah, the 404 error brick's pretty
My good. Favorite is this brick intentionally left blank.
We got a lot of senses of humor in our bricks.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Callie Lewis, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for being on. Let folks know where they can find GeekBeat TV and all the other things you do. Your Skype kind of munged on you right as you were saying the important part.
Sorry, it's been... Okay, it's been doing that for the past 5 minutes. Okay, starting over. You can find me at geekbeat.tv and kind of huge news on this end, straight to TV. So we're going to be live streaming both to the internet as well as going to be on nationwide cable TV now. So we're excited.
I hate to say this again, but you said two live streams, but we didn't hear what's actually live streaming.
Okay, so the GeekBeat live show that we do on a weekly basis every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern is being ported over to cable television, nationwide cable TV. So we're going to be also online as well as TV from now on.
That's
so we're
amazing.
Excited.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank
All
you.
Right. Thank you, Callie. Check out geekbeat.tv. Now, there's more breaking news. This is real breaking news this Ooh. Time. If you've still got the graphic... at the ready. He probably put it away. Reuters Twitter says, Flash, Steve Jobs resigning as CEO of Apple. That is all the news that we have about it. It's unconfirmed. It's from Reuters. There's no link to anything But you know, we just found it out this second. Ayaz caught it.
Everyone
over
is
there
in the
on
chat.
Twitter.
We'll put it in there. So thanks, guys.
Everyone in my Twitter feed is also pointing to Reuters.
Now we
so
don't.
I'd like to hear this from somewhere
else. We don't. Yeah, exactly. We don't know if the Twitter account got
breaking news is doing the same thing.
You know, got hacked or something like
maybe
the
same people that did the
Godfather
YouTube
thing. You know, I'm not seeing any other news other than that. So, you know, we'll keep an eye on it.
What is Aunt DeRosa saying? Because he knows everything and he works at Reuters.
Yeah. So we'll keep checking on it. Was Reuters rooted?
I mean, that's a possibility.
There's other links. Finance, Yahoo.
Are they all
is that that's
the
just
same?
That's just a Reuters? No, this is Business Wire. Apple's letter. Board of directors today announced that Steve Jobs has resigned as chief executive officer, and the board has named Tim Cook, previously Apple's chief operating officer, as the company's new CEO. This was posted August 24th at 6:35 p.m. Eastern on Business Wire. By Apple Inc. So that, you know, at this point, my confidence goes up in this. The statement says Steve's extraordinary vision and leadership saved Apple and guided it to its position as the world's most innovative and valuable technology company, said Art Levinson, chairman of Genentech, on behalf of Apple's board. He's a member of the Apple board. Steve has made countless contributions to Apple's success, and he has attracted and inspired Apple's immensely creative employees and world-class executive team. In his new role as chairman of the board, Steve will continue to serve Apple with his unique insights, creativity, and inspiration. So there you go. Jobs submitted his resignation to the board today and strongly recommended that the board implement its succession plan and name Tim Cook as CEO.
And the Wall Street Journal has a letter from Steve Jobs.
Yeah, I have
did
it
you
up
read
right
that
now.
One? You have that up, saying that I've always known if there was ever came a day where I could no longer meet my duties and expectations as Apple's CEO, I would be the first to let you know. Unfortunately, the day has come. And then he goes on to explain he resigned and recommended Tim Cook.
Now that, you know, obviously there's going to be tons of speculation about Steve Jobs' health based right. on this. We're not going to speculate mm-hmm. on that because we don't know anything. But it can't be good. That's mm-hmm. all I will say for him to take that measure and actually submit
chairman,
a resignation.
Though.
He is staying on mm-hmm. as chairman. So he is, you know, technically still involved in the company. But no, you know, I don't know Steve Jobs, but knowing his pattern of behavior, he's not going to stop doing anything unless he absolutely have to. Even when he stepped away on medical right. leave, mm-hmm. you saw him doing announcements. You saw him going out in front of people and introducing products. So this is pretty huge news.
Yeah, the stock price has taken a slight dip, like almost 1%.
And Tim Cook has been in progression to, you know, to take this play, take this role. So it should be a smooth transition, I would think.
Yeah, Tim Cook has been one of, I mean, there's a whole team of executives that are sort of groomed. We've seen them on stage yeah. sort of filling in. Tim Cook has usually been the one to take the main ringleader. So yes, Apple, in case you're just checking in with us, I know on the podcast folks probably already heard all about this, but Steve Jobs submitted his resignation as CEO. He's remaining on as chairman, and he's being replaced by Tim Cook. Looking at Apple.com to see if I see anything else here, but wow. That's
that's big news to end the show on. That's about as big news.
Kind of
as
huge news. I think I know what we're going to be talking about tomorrow.
Yeah, no kidding.
On
has Apple's
today.
Board had a chairman in the past?
Well, yes, they obviously had a chairman. All boards have chairman, but I think Steve was always since he came back.
Yeah,
that's a good question. If anyone else was who was chairman before Steve Jobs?
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to find that information and I can't.
Yeah, we read that out as well, yeah. So that's, you know, really that's all we have right now. We're going to end tech news today because we have nothing else to add, but huge news to end on. Thanks, everybody, for watching. twit.tv/TNT is where you can find us. TNT at twit.tv is the email address. And, of course, you can give us a call at 260-TNT-SHOW. Let us know what you think about this news. Give us a call. Leave us some email. We'll be talking about it tomorrow. We'll see you then.